The more we give back, giving all that we got and giving all that we have. Rock on,
the harder I rock.
Rock on, on. Yeah.
The harder I rock.
Now when the track knocks harder than the police, a bangs like it's an OG. You know me, one and only overflow heat. Obese flow like a OD daily on my protein. So heavy that it barely stands on both feet. Leaning in the pocket on some Jimmy Swagger rapper slash prophet. Chop it up with rockers, beatniks and rosters. I offer from the secret of agave proper. People rocking even for the non-believing. Dropping reason on them like symbolic.
My alter ego is an egomaniac. He wants to be the main attract, so I keep him chained in the back. Beats leave a pain in the neck, claiming respect. Then these lines blow minds like we're aiming at tech. It's
out. Hit you with some cinder blocks. Now you slinging rocks. Not the type of smoking hits. In parts of the rope of dope of bits. Swinging on using orangutan. Half man, half dangerous. Exodus imminent. Steam rolling over ignorance.
The harder I rock. The harder I rock. The harder I rock. Rock, 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 rock. The harder I rock.
The more the crowd gives us, the more we give back. Giving all that we got and giving all that we have. Rock on.
The harder I rock.
Rock on.
The harder I rock.
Splitting wigs is my ammo. Your words hold as much weight as a demo. In a stockpile of B-rated trash. That's not monumental. Feeble peasant of tomfoolery. Your jewelry's a shiny casket. Synthetic, I emit heat. Liquefying plastic. I admonish you. Reduce your pseudo-spiritual wordplay. You couldn't raise a dead or syndicate airplay. Time's up, suck a dump for cover. Clear by blast radius on cloud 19. And the coming storm's dangerous. That's what the business is. See what you dealing with is some new school scientists. No wizardry, check your proper symmetry. Othello, Omega Watts, Braille, Brizzy, S1. Got it. Building the new world geometry. High to technology. Yeah. Yeah, whatever you like, you know, we got it all. Peace.
You're listening to Rap Fest Radio.
Here's something you'll really like.
y'all ain't really ready.
Go! Old school to new school. Classics to exclusives. 24/7 gospel, hip hop, and reggaeton.
Holy mackerel, that's cool!
And I thought this was gonna be a dull day.
It's Rap Fest Radio, son!
J-Life, man. You ain't know I got beats from London? Let's go. Came from where they let K's off. See, like I'm the new Ray Charles. 24/7, no days off. I live, I ain't playing with y'all. I'm a talking book, why wonder? See, like I am the new Stevie. My inner visions feel thunder. The soul is back, please believe me. Still in love with the Gito. Chains of love, please release me. I like shine bright like Rico. Arms out, you know how you can reach me. Might catch me on Rodeo. Might catch me on Peachtree. My crew throw love wherever they go. Never leave my block, they need me. Guess who came from the gunplay? Headed for the hip-hop runway. Move Monday through Sunday. I knew I'd make it one day. I rode a plane. Hip-hop, I rode a plane. I roll a plane, that's right, I roll a plane. No sleep, I am on no clock. Proceed, I shall not stop. They thought I signed with the rock. Make noise for Barack. They like life, be blessed, bring life. Fly high on the wings of life. Soar like Air Force One. Remember, we couldn't afford Air Force Ones. We the Air
Air Force, son. Matter of fact, arms out to Army. What you think I'm here for, huh? Forefront, no, it's a calling. Ex-Kelly, Wiseman, arms like Andre Rising, overseas watching the rising sun. Try Skype if you need to call me.
Guess who came from the gunplay? Headed for the hip-hop runway. Move Monday through Sunday. I knew I'd make it one day. I rode a plane. I rode a plane. I rode a plane. That's right, I rode a plane. Now if you love hip-hop and you pray it don't stop, and you know what it's about to go, and you come from the hood but you know it's all good, don't be scared to let me know. Now my ladies say ow, all my fellas say ho. Just keep breaking it down. Arms out, man, you already know.
You're listening to Rap Fest Radio on rapfestradio.com.
Nortaf with me and Sam E with me. The beat knocks for me, it's all for God's glory. Let's go, go.
We back again.
We're in the building.
Let's go get him, man.
It's getting crazy.
Here we go.
Young T, BTC.
Feels so beautiful, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm one of them safe souls, spitting the gospel. Not for the payroll, we're here to elevate the king. Received the vaccine for thoughts and actions. Now I feed on his word. To me, it's cuisine. I'm awake, mate, and no pain ain't from caffeine. I've escaped the fate of those who ain't set free. Sin was routine with ways to obscene. Now I'm glad to say that through Christ I'm redeemed. Check your spiritual hygiene, covered in the blood that wipes sin. Who you trying to make yourself clean? You can't do it without Christ, it's all useless. Like trying to chew meat with toothless. The good news is, a way out is possible. Let me break it down for you. It's clear in the text, he gave up his life for humanity's debt. Then rose on the third, cause he's stronger than death. Jesus. Chosen, the truth was revealed to me. Born a slave, now through grace I'm free. Renewed within, hope you can see that there's been a change in me. I'm a Christian, man. Wrath or love, serpent or dove, life's choices. Causing the angels above to rejoice this. The narrow road that I'm walking on, through faith we will overcome.
From my head to mouth, pen to paper, my God-given talents converge to bless my maker. This here ain't no stagnant pond or lake. It's an ocean full of praise that's guaranteed to shake. Somebody heard my first rhyme, said my flow was happy clappy. Ain't hard body, but at least I ain't on road happy slapping. Could be running with a crew, but nah, I'd rather be rapping. Repping the Lord Jesus, do anything else, I'm slacking. Is this I'm a Christian thing for popularity. Doing my bit for charity, keeping up with my family. Bettering people's view of me, my image and my vanity. Or hoping that a nice Christian boy will come and marry me. Nah, I state it candidly, boldly and unashamedly. God gave his only son, sacrificed him on Calvary. Snatched me from the devil's hand, from sin and death, pardon me. I represent Jesus Christ, love him because he first loved
chosen
me.
Chosen, the truth was revealed to me. Born a slave, now through grace I'm free. Renewed within, hope you can see that there's been a change in me. I'm a Christian man. Wrath or love, serpent or dove, life's choices. Causing the angels above to rejoice this. The narrow road that I'm walking on, through faith you will overcome.
28 years, 11 for 11, I've been spitting about the king who's been risen, sitting at the right hand of the Father. I've been watching the blood clean up, and now I'm on the path that is narrow. Some man's may watch face, but his eyes on the sparrow. Listen, listen, I was lost, confused, my head was really messed up. Though deep into his word, eased up, then I got blessed up. I've got to fess up, seen life ain't worth living. Let you spiritually breathing, giving meaning to the feeling, to be spiritually feeling. My dudes are still weaning, I'm on solid now. By grace I've been saved, better drop and bow. Pick up your cross, hop, skip, jump, run. Come follow him, he is life's soul.
Death could only borrow him.
He is the way to God, no one else but him. He is Jesus Christ,
that's why I follow him. Chosen, the truth was revealed to me. Born a slave, now through grace I'm free. Renewed within, hope you can see that there's been a change in me. I'm a Christian man. Wrath or love, serpent or dove, life's choices. Causing the angels above to rejoice this. The narrow road that I'm walking on, through faith we will overcome.
Yeah, that's my man from the UK there. How you doing, everybody? This is Bert Boca Chica. You are listening to Rap Fest Radio. I'm here with my lovely wife, Alice. Hello, Alice.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you asked. Yeah.
You are asking the people who are listening.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me give you some more power on that mic there. Yeah, everything's good. We're here excited about tonight. We have some good interviews lined up. We're going to be speaking to, I can't say the name right, Natav. I know he told me like a few times and I keep forgetting, but he's from
the song that was playing, right?
Yep, just the song is called Christian. It's nice. I probably get to play it again later on, but
nice.
Yeah, it was. Oh, there's them laughing in the background. Yeah, it was a nice song. And we also played a song by Jafia Life, Hip Hop Runaway. We're going to be speaking to him later. I also played a song already by Raw Servant, who we're going to speak to tonight. So we have some good interviews lined up for tonight. We're excited. We're here at Rap Fest Radio. A lot of things going on in the Boogie Down Bronx. We're getting ready for the May 30th Rap Fest concert series at Calvary Church. That's on May 30th, featuring Heesun Lee, Jay Skywalker, Bobby Bishop, and New Life, hosted by Brother E, myself, and Pastor Pagani, Preach That Fire from Holofest. So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. What's up with you, Alice? Anything new? Anything?
Nothing much. Nothing much. Had a busy day. You know, wifey chores.
All right. That's good. That's valid. That's valid. All right, cool. So check it out. We're going to get into this next track by Humble Tip called SPF, Salvation Prevents Fire, featuring K-Drama and D-Mob. We interviewed him on Friday. Hey, if you missed Friday's show, you could go to the podcast on iTunes. Just search for Holy Culture or Rap Fest Radio, and we're under the Holy Culture podcast. So you can check it out there, or just go to holyculture.net, and you can download the whole podcast, the whole thing from Friday and all the weeks and months before as well. So keep it locked. You're listening to Rap Fest Radio, rapfestradio.com. You will learn us why, because we are out of control.
During the summertime, summertime. Drama, drama, mob, mob, help me out, help me out.
Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on, that SPF on, that SPF on. The veil was torn, hell is on, but I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on. Cause he died on the cross, I put that SPF on, that SPF on, that SPF on. The veil was torn, hell is on. I put my SPF on, my SPF strong, my SPF lasts long. In fact, it lasts for all eternity. I went to the infirmary so that hell won't be burning me. Jesus told me I only needed one application. Why folk go to the altar 20 times for salvation? As if the first time wasn't good enough. They be on that I lost my salvation stuff. As if they can lose it, as if they can earn it. We can't earn SPF, that's what I am learning. So it's not that they had it and that it went to waste. The issue is they never had it in the first place. Because they didn't believe, inspired by peer pressure. Cause she saw the church mothers giving her obscene gestures. You wanna prevent fire? You need that name brand. Christ lived a perfect life and died for your sins and rose again. Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on. That SPF on. The veil was torn. Hell is on. But I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on. Cause he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on. That SPF on, the veil was torn, hell is torn, but I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on.
Ready to bang bang. Why you think it's the thing, it's a game game. Shame, shame, feel the pain, pain. If you never call on the call on the name, name. Gotta mentally train, train. What you putting your wit, your brain, brain. I ain't seeing the flame, flame. Can't let my walk if they go down the drain, drain, drain. I got my salvation, so now I come up with these different ways how I can lead you to Jesus, cause he can bleed us. Boy, shut up on me, I'll die. Yes, I mean physically, soldier. I fight the good fight like in Timothy. Re-advancing and praying is the remedy to get the victory over the enemy. I don't know about you, but I'd have been done, lost my mind. I ain't but Christ and give up the mission. And leave this cross behind, no, sir. Now that's an example that's difficult to find, but can't worry, he encouraged me to stay on my grind. So BKD and TIP want you to see that he be G, living G-O-D. He can work through you like he worked through me. We all stand together to help build his empire. Cause he the only one to offer salvation that prevents fire.
Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on. That SPF on. The veil was torn. Hell is on. But I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on. Cause he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on. That SPF on. The veil was torn. Hell is on. But I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on.
Hey yo, you know inside I'm feeling like I'm getting steamed. Take this SPF, your tanning lotion's getting replaced. Slim, you need to turn from sin. Look at him, homie, see grace. How you gonna take hell? Hell, you be sweating from a heat wave. This is not a cliche. Abort your boast. We'll rotate over them fires like a big you will roast. And those good deeds did not help you, homie, not even close. You hit, 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 hit,
saying you need to file divorce. The father paid for your sin, call it child support. Without his payment, hell is a place for sinners report. It's so, so hot, make Africa feel like a winter resort. His death created SPF, now that's a great truth. Send out praises, oh so high, we dress them up in space suits. Without Christ, you think it's caviar, but you will taste poop. Salvation prevents fire, get it from haste. Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on, that SPF on. The veil was on, hell is on. But I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on. Cause he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on, that SPF on. The veil was on, hell is on. But I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on.
HolyCulture.net now brings you the collective forces of Ill Spot and Holy Culture, providing you with the latest news, articles, interviews, blogs, music leaks, and videos. HolyCulture.net. Keep the dopest music on the net on the airless radio shows. Holy Culture Radio. What? Did you dig the track? Go cop it at HolyCultureDownloads.com, where you're sure to find your favorite artists. Holy Culture. I am Holy Culture.
I am Holy Culture.
More than music, it's a lifestyle.
You are now listening to Rap Fest Radio 1.
That's right, you're listening to Rap Fest Radio in the Boogie Down Bronx. Rap Fest Entertainment Complex is Bert Boca Chica here. Check it out. Tonight we have some interviews lined up with a gospel rapper from the UK. That's right, it's about 1:18 a.m. in the UK. We're going to be speaking to him in about 10 minutes or so. Find out what's going on with the gospel hip-hop scene out there. And also we have Ross Servant from Florida, and we're going to be speaking to Jafia Life. Haven't heard from him in a while, so it's going to be good to, you know, chop it up with him, see what's going on. I'm going to play a couple more tracks. I got Jay Skywalker Loud and Andale Homie Please here on Rap Fest Radio, and then we're going to come back and speak to our good people. How you call them? Lads? Mates? I'm not sure how you say it. Our mates? Cheers! In London. So we'll find out. We'll ask him how we're supposed to say that. I don't want to offend nobody, so keep it locked. You listen to Rap Fest Radio. Hey, did you hear about the cows today? The cows were loose in Jersey.
I know. What did you do? You put out a cow
one
for that or something?
No, we said that, you know, if you're out there and you have pictures of cows, let us know. And I guess the news won because they had like 10 cows around a cop car. That was crazy. There's like 10 cows loose in New Jersey. You guys got to check out the news online about New York and New Jersey news, and you'll see there was a bunch of this outside. By the cops. That's funny. All right, keep it locked. You listen to Rap Fest Radio, rapfestradio.com. We'll be right back with some more music and interviews.
Then we taking off a call, it's an alien invasion. For the sake of Jehovah, we suffer with patience. Whatever we face through grace, we are able to take it.
Standing alone, see we stand for the throne. Understand when we stand, understanding is shown. Your stance is bold, cause the planet ain't home. And the plan that's commanded is blank and glow.
Sold out soldiers all over the globe, living in bold, cause them streets of gold is our goal.
And so we go toe to toe with the holy Sheol. We ho ho, cause we know through them trials we grow.
And so we follow them aside through the fire we go. Why didn't the other side not even send the smoke in our clothes?
And yo, we ride us, even though the world is cold, we on fire.
Hotter than the top of your soul.
Come
soul.
Come on.
lives you got,
no matter the cause.
We kamikaze Christians, when we leave, where we go, we taking everybody with us, man. This is a commission God's plan for us. A never kind of suspicion, depicting the truth to a world that's still addicted to sinfulness.
We're not interested in fitting in, a life controlled by Christ, man, that's what nutrition is.
See the difference, we ain't telling the world, we set the standard, we stand up.
Young people praising God and Satan can't stand us.
Who's gonna apologize? Never compromise, if they can throw their lives by a hide the truth of God, never.
Care what they tell us, we never gon' let it, we never surrender. We fight the good fight, yeah, Christ, come get us.
For the Father, traded in faith to gain the greatest bargain. Exchange harder than tomorrow, reign with God. Tomorrow will never die, though destiny's gone.
And every pastor who stands in handcuffs for candidly spitting the truth and refusing to recant.
This is for you, look at reward and stance. And keep standing, cause you know in heaven there's a mansion.
Naked, give the body, got no soul to ransom.
So we boldly stand before the world with our hands up.
Every young Christian keeping it pure, till that ring on their fingers secure.
This is the difference, y'all.
If your past is sinning, you still living for God. Willing to go, then this is the pursuing the Lord.
Got your mind on the truth, despite society's dues. The Lord told us to be hot, so we ain't trying to be cool.
To be said, instead of chasing the truth, you take a lie to the head. Homie, all I can do is tell you what Jesus said. Repent and turn from your sin, cause the kingdom of God's at hand. That's real.
Snap in his. I'm like that dude in Matthew who had to find in a treasure. in heaven, Christ is my satisfaction. If I was broke, I'd be richer than folk who never had. God is the gospel, not a new Bentley. Was empty, but he gave me life, and that's plenty. Get man, homie, I could spend 6 centuries simply saying I'm satisfied in the sensei. And it's sick, man, that knowing God ain't good enough, we gotta tell them they can get rich quickly. Now this is heresy, false, it's not true. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 2. Read that and please believe that. Forget a C note, man, they pockets was E flat and they still had joy.
You got paper, money, money, paper, paper, money, money, you got paper.
So what?
Who cares? You got money, you got paper, money, money, paper, paper, money, money, you got paper.
I got Jesus, baby.
You got money, you got paper, you got money, paper, 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 you got paper.
So what? Jesus, baby!
Music up loud, one hand on the wheel, leaning back to the side. I'm
Alright, alright. Alright, alright. Here we are once again at RapFestRadio.com. RapFestRadio.com. RapFestRadio. How's everyone doing out there? If you're out there listening, we encourage you to please join the chat room. So if you have questions for any of our guests, you can leave the questions there. You know, and if we get around to them, of course, we'll ask them. We'll try our best. And more people, as Daniela has joined the chat room. Welcome, Daniela, to the chat room.
Oh, yeah. We have Celeste, who's here from early, from when the show started.
Yep.
And we have Michael.
Right.
And you're in here too, Bert.
I'm there. Look at me. That's me.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, let me say hi. I'll say hi. Say hi a little early, but there I am. I'm in there. All right. Our first interview is with a brother from the UK. That's right. From the UK. For those people that don't know, hip-hop is universal. It's everywhere. And gospel hip-hop is everywhere. And there's people to be evangelized and reached in every country, every city. So we're excited. Let me give him a call. Pick up. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Now it's ringing. It takes long to get overseas.
It takes long because it has to get there.
Such a nice ring. Old ring.
Hello?
Yomi.
Yo.
What's up, Yomi, my homie Yomi?
Yo, what's good?
What's good, man? Ladies and gentlemen, we have all the way from the UK. Okay, you have to... How do you say your name?
Which one?
Not Yomi. Yomi's easy. Yomi, my homie, is easy.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
I won't even attempt... I won't attempt your last name, but your rap name.
Natap.
Natap. And how do you say your last name?
Alphalaji.
All right, whatever you say, we'll call you Yomi.
Yomi on
the
top.
How are you, man?
Good. And it's finally good to see you voice chat and everything. So that's nice.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, we're just blessed and excited to, you know, to be able to reach out to different people, different cities, different states, and now even different countries. And we know that, you know, gospel hip-hop, it's universal. I mean, hip-hop itself is universal. But even before we start getting into any kind of questions, why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about yourself?
All right, cool. So I guess it all started for me back in 1989. You know, my mom's always been she's always been a Christian. You know, she grew up in the church. She was raised in the church, and she made sure she passed that on to us. So, you know, she took us to a Billy Graham conference, 1989 at Wembley Stadium. So I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with it, but that's like, you know, Wembley's the place to be when if you're a football fan. But you know,
football for you is soccer for us. Right.
So you know, that's the place to be. And it was a massive conference. And you know, at the age of 9, a lot of people didn't think I knew what I was doing. But you know, when Billy Graham spoke, something hit me. And I knew that God had a calling for me. So you know, I walked straight out there, and I dedicated my life to him. And
wow.
And that was start for me. And I mean, I had a few rocky years, you know, my early teens or whatever, and a few life experiences made me reconnect. And you know, I went through the struggles that you do as a teenager, trying to fit in, you know, getting involved in a lot of things that I really didn't want to be.
Right, you still there? Hello.
Nigeria. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, you cut out for a little bit there.
Oh, right.
You said
right,
you
right.
went through you went through a couple of struggles in your teen years and stuff you really didn't want to, and then you cut out.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, I guess you just didn't want to share with us. That's okay. You know, some people.
No. It's because I'm on the iPhone, the wireless connection with the Skype is all weird, but we'll work through it. We'll work through it. So what I was saying was, you know, we went on a family holiday to Nigeria when I was about 16. And there was a massive armed robbery attempt. Well, I'll say semi-attempt armed robbery at my aunt's house where we were staying. And, you know, it was the first time in my life that I saw a dead body, someone get murdered.
Wow.
And it really, really shook me up. And, you know, they were so desperate to get us. They actually set fire to the house and everything. So we had to go up on the roof. I was standing on the roof. Someone took a shot at me. So I dropped to the floor. It was like I was in the middle of a movie. And
yeah, that's what it sounds like. I was going to say, it sounds like something from a movie.
Yeah, it was freaky. But that night, when it all started off, my aunt came running in, because my aunt's a pastor. So she came running in and she said, you know, guys, just start praying. You know, call to the Lord. Just call to him in our time of need. Call to him. So we all started praying. You know, some of my cousins who had never spoken in tongues, the spirit hit them that day. And, you know, they were speaking in tongues. And, you know, we started praying. And when they set fire to the house, there was a lot of, like, wood and mahogany and all that stuff running up the stairs and curtains and all sorts. So there was a lot of fuel for the fire. We'd run out of them. Because the way things work in Nigeria was where that some of the houses are located, you have to turn on an electric pump to pump your water through. And most people do that early in the morning. So it was like 4 a.m. It was 2 a.m. So we just had a little bit of water left. So we had nothing to put the fire out with. And it was coming up the stairs really bad. So that's when we evacuated to the roof. And, you know, while we were still praying, we just saw God work, because all of a sudden, just before it hit the living room, the fire just stopped.
Wow.
It still had loads of stuff to burn through, but it just stopped dead in its tracks. And it was the time when I really, really experienced God, because, you know, I cried out to him. I was like, Lord, I'm only 16. I haven't even lived my life yet. I don't even know. You know, I don't even know what it's like to, I hadn't even been on my first date then or anything like that. I've never dated. I've never driven a car. I haven't, just silly little things that, you know, that you would take for granted. But, you know, I was like, look, Lord, there's a lot that I haven't done. And one thing that I decided when we came through that, I decided that, you know, forget trying to keep up with my peers. I was going to focus on living for him.
Amen.
And that's when it all kind of started for me. And we had a youth group called the Rock Squad in my church. And basically we used to do I'm not sure, over here we call it stepping, but I've seen like stomp the yard, like when
stepping, step dancing.
So we did a lot of that, and we also had a little youth choir, which is where I kind of started off my music ministry.
Okay.
So I kind of joined the leadership of the youth choir, and I used to sing a bit, and then I moved, but you know, I had a passion for hip hop. So I used to write rhymes and just sit in the background, always writing rhymes and trying to put a rhyme into a choir song. And, you know, but they kind of carved out a space for me, which was to be kind of like a little Kirk Franklin impersonator. And, you know, it was cool for a time and a season, because I didn't know who I was musically at the time. And, you know, I enjoyed doing it. And it was until I met Kirk after a concert where he did with Wine and Faith 2. It just kind of hit me that, you know, you need to be yourself, because this is Kirk. This is Kirk's identity. You know, develop your own and
right.
Get into your own zone.
You know, so, and I'm sorry to cut you, but that's so important, because we as artists, we do look up to those that came before us or those that have been doing it longer. And many times, you know, you hear the newer artists, I'm not even going to say younger, I'm just going to say newer, because they could be any age, but just starting out. And they look at these guys and they say, you know, I want to be just like the, you know, the Kirk Franklin type, or I want to be just like the, you know, the Cross Movement type, or I want to be just like this one or just like that one. And you end up being so much like them, like you say, you don't really develop your own identity.
Yeah. Exactly what that was exactly what happened to me. And it was strange, because, you know, I was going against the grain when I decided to focus on hip hop. And, you know, I slowly got phased out of the leadership of the youth choir because my vision was different from what they had there. And we did a youth event, and it was quite funny. I passed on a CD, LG Live.
Oh, yeah.
I passed it on the first album. I passed it on to the youth. You know, we called him up. He came over to the UK. And it was great. I had spent a lot of time with him, got to fellowship with him, and built up a relationship with him. And you know, during his concert, he stopped halfway through the song, and he just started looking for me and calling me out. And he said, "God's just given me a prophecy over your life and over your ministry. But the one thing God wants me to tell you is to allow Him to use you." And I'll piece it all together in a minute, but
right.
You know, that was a moment that transformed me, because prior to that, I think about the age of 11, mm-hmm. I got drawn into what I guess became my cross that I've lived with for a long time, and you know, I got drawn into a life of pornography, and like watching pornography, and it was actually quite a struggle for me,
right?
Because, you know, I was heavily involved in the church. I was at, you know, prayer meetings at least 2-3 times a week, in church on Sunday, active member in the youth choir. I was going out ministering, but I felt so unworthy to do that, because I thought, so I never really gave it my all.
Right.
And I said, you know, how can I go up there when I know I'm not right and minister? And, you know, I thought, God, how can you want to use someone like me? It's got, you know, I'm flawed. And that became a real big struggle for me. And I never really put my all into anything. And what if I had that? It didn't make sense to carry on, because it just confirmed to me that, you know, God still wanted to use me.
Right.
And, you know, it came back, and I started to read things, and, you know, if I was perfect, then God wouldn't, well, God, well, what's there for God to do in me? If not to say that he still couldn't use me, but if he only needed perfect people, then I don't think there'd be many people in the church. What I'm saying from that is that God wanted me as I was.
Right.
And the only person that was holding me back was myself and my own, you know, my own conviction.
And you know, that's so true, because nowadays, you know, there's still some churches that are looking for perfect people to walk in through their doors. Or there's some pastors that are waiting for perfect people to step up into leadership. You know, and the church is a place where you come when you're all jacked up, messed up, torn, ugly, dirty, stinky. And through the process, you'll be clean. But, definitely. You know, we can't expect everyone to be, you know, all clean. And yes, we are usually the ones that are interfering our growth in, you know, in our walk with the Lord, you know. But but I feel you 100%. I mean, I know you have a long testimony and a lot to say, but I do want to ask you some questions that are probably interesting for us here. Like the last couple of weeks, I've been interviewing some people out here, some other rappers which you've heard of, like, you know, R. Swift and Young Joshua, Jay Johnson, Thistle, and all these guys. And one of the things that we like to ask them about, and I have no idea how it is out in the UK, but when we speak about unity in gospel hip hop, what does that translate to you?
Wow. I think for us over here, there is a lot of unity. I think because we're a smaller community of gospel rappers.
Right.
We all tend to, we kind of know each other, so we tend to support each other quite a lot.
Right.
You know, I had Carl Nova just, I had a track for my new album, and I just called Carl Nova, and I didn't even call him. I sent him a message on Facebook, and I said, "Yo, here's the beat. Do you want to jump on it? Do you want to do something on it?" And you know, within an hour, he was like, "Yep, my verse is done. I'll see you at the studio." And it was just, we've got that kind of support for each other, and you know, a lot of people have never actually even met.
Okay.
But you know, we all connect on Facebook and MySpace, and there is a lot of unity.
It sounds kind of funny though how you say, you know, the unity here is it's more united basically because we're a small community, yet you still have to connect on Facebook and MySpace. You know, we ain't that small.
Well, I think
you know, I'm picturing like one building. I'm picturing like one building in the middle of the city with you, Jahaziel, MOD, you know, Dwayne Triumph, all these guys just sitting around a table just sharing rhymes.
It's quite funny. A lot of those guys all go to the same church. So you could go to MOD's church and you will meet Triumph there, you will meet video producer Shabazz. Everyone is in that church. It's just crazy. And then kind of outside of that is where it starts to spread out a bit more. But the bigger thing out here really is the grime scene, which is
the what?
It's a grime.
Okay.
So that's like a derivative of hip hop.
Okay.
But it's kind of like one or two step sort of beat, and the tempo is a lot higher.
Okay.
And it's a lot more aggressive, a lot more intense. So that's kind of what's big out here, because I think it's the UK's own music. It's our hip hop. It's what we created.
Right,
you know, it's not popular. It's like what hip hop was wrong in the 70s. That's grinded. So that's really big. So for rappers that are really into just hip hop, to small community, so there is a lot more unity.
Right, right. That's interesting, you know, because again, we look at the community, the church in the United States, and we don't really know what it's like in the UK. And I work for a company that, you know, that's really, the head office is overseas, and we get a lot of visitors. And maybe you can help me with this, but religion, you know, especially Christianity, seems to be the furthest thing from their mind. And I don't think it's all just work related, you know. So what is church like right now in the UK? Like over here in New York, you would say, you know, some of the churches are struggling to keep the youth, or, you know, they're trying to find ways to enhance their Sunday school and make church more appealing and exciting to people to come in. What is it like in the UK right now?
I think it's a bit mixed. There was a time where churches were seeing a lot of growth, and then it slowed down. Right now, in my church in Nottingham, we're seeing a lot of youth coming in. You know, we've got a youth outreach that focuses on sort of early teens to late teens.
Right.
And numbers, you know, the numbers are just going crazy. I mean, they had one night where they had 25 kids just all come out and give their lives to Christ. And
wow.
You know, for that's, you know, I think on average what they get about 100 kids every week. So right. 25 of those kids coming out. Okay. And giving their lives is a massive thing.
That's great.
And they've been having, they've been seeing things like that happen. So I think in the youth, there's some there's a desire to for more. They want to know more, and it's just putting them in the right place now. It's having the things there for them to actually right. be able to get to know Christ. It's having the opportunities available to him. I mean, the UK is going through a crazy moment at the moment. You know, I know everyone else has been hit with this whole financial crisis, but right. we've also got to the point where we've got a lot of gun and knife crime.
Wow.
Which, you know, it's getting worse. And it wasn't something that we had in the UK before.
Mm.
But, you know, in the first month of this year, six kids under the age of 20 were killed. And, you know, given the size of the UK, that's a staggering number.
Right.
And, that's excluding, that's just focusing on kids. You know, we had, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds being stabbed and murdered. It was crazy. And it was a ridiculous number last year. And I just think because of all these things, the kids right. are like, we really, really want to know what the truth is.
So the church really has their work cut out for them in the UK, basically.
Definitely.
So are the churches supporting heavily the urban type ministries? Oh wait, I'm sorry. My wife is going to ask the same question. My wife is here with me. She's like, I was just going to ask that question. What is the support like coming from the church for ministries such as yours, you know, with hip hop and rap? What kind of support do you get from the churches?
It depends on the mix of the church. The church I grew up in was a predominantly black church. So I guess I had a lot of support there. Church that my wife and I are in now is a predominantly white church. And they're a bit more apprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
And, I put together a concert of urban acts. And, I wanted to go out into the middle of the city and hand out flyers and get people in there and, you know, And they turned around and said to me, why don't we do a bring an unsaved friend? And I was like, oh man, I was like, no, wait, that's just not what I had in mind. But, you know, they were so afraid of the type of people that they thought it was going to draw.
Now, okay, you on that same statement, what do you think is the fear in those churches? You know, from getting, like you said, they were scared of the people that it was going to draw. What do you think the real fear is?
I think the real, it's a fear of the unknown. A lot of them are from more privileged backgrounds. So they've never really had to mix with people that have struggled or, had a more difficult life than them. They've lived in predominantly white areas, gone to really good schools, so they haven't been in these areas, so it's a fear of the unknown. They don't know what these guys are like, so
you know, and it's
I think that goes throughout the board, because we see that here as well in the United States, where you see the more affluent churches afraid to mix with the more urban community. But then we should follow the example of Jesus. I mean, Jesus was out there in the street. He mingled with the prostitutes and he ministered to them. He wasn't afraid to go out to the street and speak to those who were, you know, who were just destitute. And he went out and he reached to them. And we're no better than Jesus. And isn't the job of the church to reach out to those in need and who need to be saved?
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree with that. And that was the underlying principle behind the event. It was get these kids into church. And it's quite funny because there is another there is a church called it's got the same name as, sorry, I'm really rubbish at remembering names, but
that's okay.
All things are possible. The more I grow, the harder that I rock for you. Come on. The harder I rock. The harder I rock. Harder I rock. Rock. I rock. Harder. The harder I rock. The more the crowd gives a
for some more. We give back, giving all that we got and giving all that we have. Rock on.
Rock on. Yeah. Now when the track knocks harder than the police, a bangs like it's an OG. You know me, one and only overflow heat. Obese flow like an OD daily on my protein. So heavy that it barely stands on both feet. Leaning in the pocket on some Jimmy Swagger rapper slash prophet. Chop it up with rockers, beatniks and rosters. I offer from the secret of agape, proper people rocking even for the non-believing. Dropping reason on them like symbolic one.
Ego is an egomaniac. He wants to be the main attract, so I keep him chained in the back. Beats leave a pain in the neck, claiming respect. Then these lines blow minds like we're aiming at tech. It's
out. Hit you with some cinder blocks. Now you slinging rocks. Not the type of smoking hits. In part to the rope of dope of fits. Swinging on using orangutan. Half man, half dangerous. Exodus imminent. Steam rolling over ignorance.
The harder I rock. The harder I rock.
The more the crowd gives us, the more we give back. Giving all that we got and giving all that we have. Rock on.
The harder I rock. The harder I rock.
Splitting wings is my ammo. Your words hold as much weight as a demo in a stockpile of B-rated trash. That's not monumental. Feeble peasant of tomfoolery. Your jewelry's a shiny casket. Synthetic, I emit heat, liquefying plastic. I admonish you, reduce your pseudo-spiritual wordplay. You couldn't raise a dead or syndicate airplay. Time's up, sucker, duck for cover. Clear by blast radius on cloud 19. And the coming storm's dangerous. That's what the business is. See what you dealing with is some new school scientists. No wizardry, check your proper symmetry. Othello, Omega Watts, Braille, Brizzy, S1. Got it. Building the new world geometry. High to technology. Yeah. Yeah, whatever you like, you know, we got it all. Peace.
You're listening to Rap Fest Radio.
Here's something you'll really like.
y'all ain't really ready.
Go! Old school to new school. Classics to exclusives. 24/7 gospel, hip hop, and reggaeton.
Holy mackerel, that's cool!
And I thought this was gonna be a dull day.
It's Rap Fest Radio, son!
Oh, yeah.